们要从祷告里面啊来啊提升我们的灵性。
And through prayer, we need to elevate our spirituality.
啊，有时候我们啊生活很平安的时候，好像我们祷告找不到什么目标。
Sometimes when our lives are at peace, then we do not have direction in our lives.
但从圣经看起来，我们还有很多事情可以代祷。
Yet from Bible perspective, we have a lot that we need to intercede.
好，我们看约伯记第一章。
Let us turn to Job chapter 1.
约伯记的第一章。
Job chapter 1.
第一章第五节
Chapter 1 verse 5
宴席的日子过了约伯就打发人去叫他们自洁、他清早起来按着他们众人的数目献燔祭因为他说公报我的儿子犯了罪心中弃掉神约伯常常这样想这里说约伯常常做一件事情
Here tells us that Job often does one thing、
就是按着他众孩子的数目来献燔祭。
Here says that he would offer burnt offerings for each one of his children.
我们现在在祷告，也是在属灵上，好像是在献祭一样。
Today when we pray, it's as if we're offering a burnt sacrifice.
约伯常常为着他的孩子来祷告。
Job often intercedes for his children.
他为他孩子祷告有一个重要的原因。
There's one reason why he prays for his children.
恐怕我儿子犯了罪，心中弃掉神。
Here says that perhaps my children have sinned and cursed God in their hearts.
这是约伯最怕的一件事情。
This is something that Job was dreaded.
因为人如果得罪了神，这个后果是很可怕的。
Because it is dreadful for someone to sin against God.
犯罪就是得罪神。
Sinning against God is to...be short, fall short of God's glory.
那在当时约伯的生活环境看起来是相当不错。
At that time, we could see that Job's environment is pretty good.
那生活环境不错，人更容易犯罪。
And when our environment is very comfortable, then we, the more we will sin.
因为如果生活环境很困苦的话，为着谋生都没空了，还有想时间犯罪。
If we struggle in our daily environment, then we don't even have the time to think about how to sin.
那生活环境一好了，人就开始会想犯罪。
And if we have a comfortable living, then we will start thinking about how to sin.
那今天我们在美国这个社会里面
，Today in the United States society,
也可以说，欲望的那种享受达到最高点。
And we could see that there is different sorts of indulgence to the highest point.
这个也是一个引诱最大的地方。
And this is actually the greatest temptation.
所以我们要在这个地方培养敬虔的下一代不简单。
So it is not very easy to rear a very reverent generation.
但不是不可能。
But it's not impossible.
那其中有一点我们常常要做的。
There is one thing we need to do often.
就是要为我们的下一代祷告。
That is to pray for our next offsprings.
让他们在这个生活这么舒服这个引诱这么多的环境里面能够有敬畏神的心。
So that in such a alluring environment, they will still have a reverent heart.
所以我们在美国这个社会，如果我们年轻人不是很谨慎同居苟合，什么东西都来了。
So if we're not careful in this society of the U.S., then people will actually live together and actually commit adultery.
因为大家在做。
Because everyone is doing it.
所以看久了就发现说那也没有什么。
So if we see it so often, then we don't think it's anything wrong.
那观念就会被同化。
And we will start to assimilate to their thinking.
那观念一被同化，行动就开始俗化。
And when we have assimilated our concept, then we, our actions will also carry along with it.
所以我们常常要用神的道理来洗净我们的心。
So we need to use God's words to wash clean our hearts.
使我们的观念能够圣洁。
So that our concept will be pure.
我们的想法跟别人不一样。
And that we will have different thinking than other people.
但是虽然观念圣洁，想法跟不一样，但是有时候还是难免会软弱。
Even though we try to keep our hearts pure and thinking holy, yet we still have our weaknesses.
所以我们要祷告，求神加添力量。
So we need to pray to God and ask God to give us strength.
所以在这个世代里面，如果没有祷告，差不多没有能力守道。
If we do not pray, then we have no strength to keep the words.
如果没有圣灵帮助，差不多没有办法圣洁。
If we do not have the help of the Holy Spirit, we cannot keep ourselves holy.
这是千真万确的。
This is true indeed.
因为我们从你在网络里面看到，电视里面看到，社会环境里面看到，你朋友所看到的，都会污秽一个人。
And you can see many different temptations from the internet, from your friends, and from the society, and they will taint you.
好像我们穿一件白衣服，在一个空气污染的地方走了一趟。
It's as if you are wearing a white jacket and you are walking amongst a very polluted place.
差不多不可能这个衣服不被弄脏了。
It's quite impossible that your clothing will not be dirtied.
但是圣灵能够更新我们。
But the Holy Spirit will help us become a new person.
所以有的青年在问
So several youth would ask.
我们常常有这个不好的念头跑到心里怎么办？
What happens if we have unclean thoughts in our heart?
真的，这个是没有办法控制的。
And this is something we cannot control.
因为它一直要跑进来啊。
Because it keeps coming in.
但是如果我们看圣经的教训，
But if we look at the teachings of the Bible,
神的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
Wherever there is God's Spirit, then there is freedom.
这是一个秘诀。
This is a secret.
神的灵在哪里，那里就得到自由。
Wherever is God's Spirit, then there is freedom.
所以我们要祷告，求神的灵充满我们内心。
So we need to pray to God and ask God to fill us with His Spirit.
神的灵充满着能力。
God's Spirit is full of power.
当神的能力充满我们。
When God's Spirit fills us.
我们就得到自由。
Then we will be freed.
那个不好的念头自己就没有了，跑掉了。
And this unclean thought will automatically be gone.
不要刻意去控制，或者要刻意很痛苦的这样想要做什么事情。
Do not try to use your own will to try to subdue your own unclean thoughts.
那个常常效果不是很大。
Because the effect is not great.
被圣灵充满。
We need to be filled with Holy Spirit.
很自然，我们的心呢，就像神的殿，光明圣洁。
So naturally, our hearts will be like God's temple. It will be holy and bright.
所以现在我们在这个世代，守道的秘诀就是要亲近神，被圣灵充满。
So in this society, the secret to holding on to God's word is to pray to with Holy Spirit.
有很多的青年觉得说有问题啊，大概也不需要去找教会的传道人了。
Some youth probably think that we do, when they encounter problem, they do not need to go to the preachers.
为什么？因为讲到最后答案都一样。
Because the answer will be all the same in the end.
就是多读圣经嘛，多读祷告啊。
Pray more and read the Bible more.
但是问题就是说，我们虽然知道，我们有没有做
？So the problem is, if we already know it, but do we do it?
不是说我们知道，我们问题就没有。
It's not that because we know, then the problem will be solved.
而是我们真的去做。
We should actually go do it.
每一天过读经的生活。
Every day lead a life of reading Bible and praying.
所以诗篇里面说，少年能用什么洁净他的心呢
？So in Psalm says, the youth, what do they do to clean their hearts?
还是用神的话。
It is the words of God.
那我们想想看，如果我们没有常常用神的话洁净我们的心，你外面所接触的一切都是要污秽我们。
If we do not use God's words to clean our hearts, then everything will pollute us.
那只有污秽没有洁净，那我们怎么办法圣洁
？If our hearts have been polluted and not cleaned, then how can we be holy?
所以，我们每一次在读神的话或在听道理就是要洗净我们的心。
So every time we read the Bible and we listen to sermons, it is to clean our hearts.
那祷告也是一样。
So praying is the same.
我们多祷告，我们就心里就很光明圣洁。
The more we pray, the more our hearts are pure.
我一直记得我在奈及利亚遇到一个弟兄。
I remember that in Nigeria I met a brother.
他说他信主以后那每天祷告一个小时。
After he believed in Christ, he prayed for 1 hour every day.
他是一个生意人。
He's a businessman.
他太太常常笑他，那你这样祷告天上会掉钱下来吗？
His wife often laughed at him. If you pray so much, well, God's actually dropped some money down to you.
对，我还记得那他在信主的他。前面几年每一次去他都跟我讲很多见证。
And I remember the couple times that I went to Nigeria, every time I go, he would tell me several testimonies.
他说他最大的体验就是被圣灵充满之后他好像是一个透明人，他可以看到自己的恶，自己的罪在心里面自己可以看得出来。
He says that after he prays for, and he's as if he's a transparent person, he could see his own sins. and that his sins are not is revealed to him.
那个罪恶的念头，罪恶的想法，圣灵一感动，他就知道那不对。
And after the movement of the Holy Spirit, he would know certain things are wrong.
哦，所以啊，他觉得说啊，常常祷告被圣灵充满，不容易犯罪，因为那个罪的念头呢，藏不住，在内心藏不住，神的灵感动就把它弄出来。
So he said that more often he prays, then sin cannot stay in his heart.
但是我们如果没有祷告，
But if we do not pray,
有时候罪藏在我们里面，自己不知道。
If we do not pray, and sin actually dwells inside us, and we do not even know it.
因为我们的良心已经被社会这个污染了。
Because our conscience has been polluted by the society.
好像那个镜子已经被灰尘污染了。
Just as a mirror has been dirtied by the pollution.
你站在面前看，看来看去也模模糊糊，看不清楚。
If you stand in front of it, you cannot see it because it's marred.
所以我们在社会打滚以后，良心被污染了。
So when we actually work in society, our conscience are probably polluted by the society.
我们就不晓得什么是对真错。
We do not what's right from wrong.
那当我们被圣灵充满。
But when we're filled with the Holy Spirit,
圣灵洁净了我们的良心。
And the Holy Spirit cleansed our conscience.
神的爱感动了我们的良心。
And God's love actually touches us and help us.
忽然间我们就对就会觉得变成非常敏感。
So we become very sensitive to sin.
对错变成很分明。
And we know right from wrong.
加上神的话光照我们。
And when God's words shine light on us.
那罪就没有办法内心隐藏。
Then sin cannot dwell inside us.
那这样我们才有办法过光明圣洁的生活。
Thus we can actually lead a holy and a good life.
哦，所以这个光明圣洁的生活，当然要立志，但是不是用苦修的苦差事的这种方法。
Of course, we need to actually be determined to lead a life of prayer and reading Bible, but we should not may think of it as a suffering.
是要靠神的大能大力来洁净我们的良心，大能大力让我们得到自由。
We should rely on God to, for His power to help us to gain freedom.
因此，我们现在在这个社会上我们真的需要祷告。
So, especially when we dwell in the society, we need to pray.
如果我们要做一个圣洁的神的子民，一定要祷告，不然很难达到。
If we want to be God's holy people, then we must pray, or this would be impossible.
很多大众娱乐设施其实里面有很多的试探在里面。
Actually, in many entertainment in the society, there are a lot of sins.
有的人家里签了那个 cable, 你签一条线，每个月付了五六十块，那魔鬼就知道那个线一直跑进来。
And many people have cable inside their house, and Satan might come in through the cable.
那你怎么办？
What do we do?
一定要多祷告，我们才有办法能够享受他的好处，但是不会被他的坏处所败坏。
We need to pray to God so that we can actually be selective and enjoy the goodness of certain media.
因此，有时候我们的下一代软弱，当父母要常常邀我们下一代一起祷告。
So when our parents often invite children to pray with them.
一直祷告到我们的下一代自己懂得读圣经祷告，那你就放心。
The parents, they pray with their children long enough and often enough that the children learn to pray for themselves and the parents feel pretty good about.
那如果我们下一代要我们邀他才祷告，我们没有邀他就不晓得祷告，这还不能放心呢。
So if the next generations, you invite them to pray, but they still don't come and pray themselves, then the parents cannot feel relieved.
有一天我们看他们自己会读圣经会祷告，大概我们就可以放心。
If one day parents see that their children are reading on their Bible on their own and praying on their own, then they feel at peace.
那到哪里去读书，到哪里工作，我们大概就会放心。
Then they don't worry if they go afar to study.
但这需要父母常常带领我们下一代，跟他们一起祷告，让他们培养这个习惯，而且帮他们祷告，让他们对神有体验，自己就很喜欢会亲近神。
But this requires the parents to actually pray with their children and help their children develop a habit, so they start having a habit of prayer and reading the Bible.
那第二个，我们常常要代祷，就是为教会的圣工。
And the second thing we need to intercede is the holy work of church.
真的，我们因为我们的爱心或者我们的人情总是会感动一些人来教会慕道。
Perhaps our love or our enthusiasm will actually touch other people to come to church.
但是要叫他来信就不是这么简单。
But to ask the person to come and believe is not as easy.
因为要来信就是要从魔鬼的手里面要归到神的国下。
Because to ask someone to come to believe is to actually snatch it away from Satan and belong under the name of God.
这是一场属灵的征战。
And this is a spiritual battle.
我们看哥林多后书。
Let's look at 2 Corinthians.
哥林多后书。
2 Corinthians.
第十章。
Chapter 10.
第四节。
Verse 4.
第十章第四节
Chapter 10, verse 4,
我们征战的兵器不是属乎血气乃是在神面前有能力可以攻破坚固的营垒第五节
Verse 5
各样计谋各样拦阻人这是神那至高之事一概都攻破了又将所有的人的心力夺回使他都顺服基督这里说要将人的心夺回使他顺服基督
Here says that they need to actually take captivity and actually make themBe obedient to Christ.
那既然是夺回，就表示说你还没有夺回以前是另外一个力量在控制的。
So before taking captive, another power is controlling it.
那这个力量啊，就是从魔鬼来的。
And this power actually come from Satan.
他在人心里设下各种不同的阻挡。
He set up every obstacles in the hearts of human beings.
所以有时候我们发现呢，虽然我们很努力的宣道真的也带了很多慕道者。
Sometimes we try our best to bring people, and we have some truth seekers.
真的，弟兄姊妹很有爱主的心，这感谢神。
And brothers and sisters have the heart to love Christ and bring people to Christ.
但是真的能够带到他们受洗这也不简单。
And it is not easy to bring someone to actually finally have them believe and be baptized.
那我们常常就是检讨，是不是我们祷告太久了？这个气氛都是中国人啦，这个从外围这样一起去检讨。
So you start having this thoughts and you try to reflect, is it because we pray too long or is it because the community is mostly Chinese?
或者说文化不同啦。
Or the culture is different?
当然这可能都是一些原因啦。
But perhaps these are our reasons.
但是关键到最后关键还是属灵了。
But the key point is, in the end, is spiritual.
因为魔鬼在心中设下障碍。
Because Satan will set up obstacles in the hearts.
所以如果我们让我们宣道要真的有果效，要从这个最关键的入门。
So in order for us to have effectiveness in evangelism, then we need to have this key.
求神让我们有力量。
Ask God to give us strength.
能够把人的心中障碍拿掉。
To take away the obstacles inside people's hearts.
我们就可以把他的心夺回，让他顺服基督。
So we can take captive of their thoughts and then make it obedient to Christ.
我们今年的 NYTS.
This year's NYTS.
我们有一个姐妹，她是从 Oregon 去参加的。
There's a sister from Oregon.
我想她大概年纪有60岁。
She's about 60 years old.
她是白人。
She's a Caucasian.
她跟大家住在一起。
She sat among the...
禁止祷告
and she also fasted and prayed.
上礼拜在Pacifica 灵恩会
Last week there was spiritual convocation in Pacifica.
她也跟大家一起煮饭
She also cooked with the sisters.
跟大家跟一起洗碗
And she also washed dishes with the sisters.
我们跟她谈，就不会觉得说文化对她来讲是障碍
So we could see that culture is not an obstacle for her.
对她来讲，语言也不是障碍。
And the language is not a barrier for her as well.
因为她真的认识救恩在真教会。
Because she recognized true salvation is in the true church.
她真的有体验。
She experienced herself.
所以她很热心。
So she's very enthusiastic.
参与圣工，追求属灵的进步。
She's fervent in keeping with the holy work and improving her spirituality.
虽然在奥瑞根呢，每个礼拜都自己守安息日。
Although she's in Oregon, every week she would hold the Sabbath herself.
那这样我们就这样看来看去的，再从圣经里面对照，发现我们最重要的关键要在神面前有能力，这是关键。
So the key point is that we need to have power in God.
那如果这个关键忘记了，我们从这个周围比较不重要的一直去想破了头，我们不会有突破。
If we keep thinking of the different other reasons that might cause us not to bring people to believe, then this is not the key point.
可能大家很爱主，带很多慕道者来，但是受洗的人数不会突破。
But this will not break the number of people being baptized because these are not the main points.
所以我们关心教会的宣道工作，我们要为这个宣道工作代祷。
So if we really care about evangelism of the church, we need to pray for the evangelism work.
整个教会如果变成宣道的教会，我们要把教会带到《使徒行传》第一章、第二章。
then if we want to bring our church into the status of that, like the apostolic church, then we need to really look at Acts chapter 1 and 2.
大家都被圣灵充满。
Everyone is filled with the Holy Spirit.
被神的能力充满。
And filled with the power of God.
被神的爱充满。
And filled with God's love.
那我们就发现了，我们这教宣道工作要突破，就不是这么困难。
Then we will see that we will have breakthrough in our evangelism work.
事实上，我们大家都有体验，当神在动工的时候，带着人信主是很简单的。
We know that everyone experienced that when God is guiding, then it's easy for us to bring people to believe.
讲一讲他就信了。
When you just say a few words and they would believe.
比如说简单到你没有办法相信。
It's easy to a point that you can't believe it.
但是有时候我们又发现困难到没有办法相信。
But sometimes we encounter obstacles to a point we don't believe how hard it is.
我看这个人又很谦卑啊。
This person seems very humble.
那你讲他又点头啊。
And when you talk to them, they nod their heads.
但是光是点头就是不洗礼啊。
But even though they nod their heads, they don't want to baptize.
所以那个困难程度大到你没有办法相信。
So the obstacle is great to a point that you can't believe.
那有时候为什么你觉得很困难的变得很简单，很简单的又好像很困难。
So sometimes why is it the hard becomes easy, the easy becomes hard?
神的能力同在的时候就简单了。
When God's power is with you, then it is easy.
如果神的能力没有同在，
if God's power is not with you,
看起来很简单，也是很难。
Then what seems easy is actually hard.
所以归到最后，我们的宣道除了我们要努力去宣道之外，这个祷告的功夫，我们也需要更加强。
Other than the key point of having God's power, we need to actually put prayer in the work of evangelism.
好，我们再看尼希米记。
Let us look at Nehemiah.
尼希米记。
Nehemiah.
尼希米记第二章。
Nehemiah chapter 2.
第八节。
Verse 8.
这里说，又是诏书通知管王的员的亚萨，是他给我木料，做属殿营楼的门和横梁的城墙，与我自己使用的。王就允准我，因为我神施恩的手在帮助我。这个地方在讲尼希米要重建圣殿。
Here says that Nehemiah wants to rebuild the temple.
但是我们从后面前面一直读到后面有一只看不见的手在帮助他。
But when we read from beginning to here, we could see that there's an invisible hand helping them.
就是神施恩的手。
That is the gracious hand of God.
那第一章就在讲尼希米的祷告。
The chapter 1 actually talks about the prayer of Nehemiah.
我们看第四节。
Let us look at verse 4.
我听见这个话就坐下哭泣悲哀几日，在天上的神面前禁止祷告。这里说尼希米的祷告。
Here talks about the prayer of Nehemiah.
是哭泣的祷告。
It is that of a mournful one.
怎么会哭呢？
Why did he mourn?
因为他爱神的殿。
Because he loves the temple of God.
所以这不是形式的。
This is not just an action that
形式的
formality,
例行公事的祷告不会流眼泪。
It's not formality because formality, if it is formality, then he would not cry.
人会祷告流眼泪，就是因为心跟这个城墙连在一起。
He would mourn because his heart is connected to his heart for this building rebuilding.
所以这个尼希米祷告是从内心的关心到流泪祷告。
So he prayed to a point that he mourned because he cares so much for this rebuilding of the wall. 然后
他在神面前禁食祷告。
And then he fasted and prayed before God.
更进一步禁食祷告，刻苦己身，求神怜悯。
He fasted and he made himself pray.
那接下去就是认罪祷告。
Then he actually prayed with repentance.
第七节。
Verse 7.
我们向你所行的甚是邪恶，没有遵守你借的摩西仆人吩咐诫命律例典章。他承认我们都有罪。
He admitted that they all have sinned.
今天城墙被拆毁，圣城被毁掉，我们都有罪。
Today, the wall has been broken, it's because they have all sinned.
所以向神认罪祷告。
So they repented and prayed to God.
那这样祷告完之后，神施恩的手就在后面，看不见那一根手就在后面。
Then after their prayer of repentance, then God's merciful hand was right there.
所以我们看到很多不可能的事情一直都发生。
So we could see that many things that are impossible kept on happening.
今天我的教会啊，要盖，要换一个更大的殿，物质的殿。
Today, our church will change a different physical temple.
我们需要看不见的手在帮助。
We need an invisible gracious hand helping us.
在这个殿里面有一个属灵的殿。
But within this temple, there's a spiritual temple.
我们也需要来建造。
We need to build.
这个也要看不见的手来帮助。
We also need this invisible merciful hand to help us.
这个都是从我们的祷告来的。
And this comes from our prayers.
所以为着我们个人。
So for ourselves,
为着我们的家庭。
For our families,
为着我们的教会,
and for our church,
我们需要在祷告上不断的警醒,
we need to be very watchful in our prayers,
在祷告上不断的努力,
so we need to strive to put our best effort in our prayers,
我们就可以看到神在我们当中做工,
then we will see God working amongst us.